obviously, you know, I'm your friend. We're friends, and I'm a fan, and all that. But I know that the way you present yourself with dress and your personality and all that—that's presented on stage—that's all very important to the show itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of the show to make sure that it's all nice and classy and, you know, well dressed. And I think it's half of the show, really. You know, what you see sometimes, if people just go on stage in jeans and a t-shirt, that's not my thing. And if they're happy to do that, that's fine, of course. But I think it's the whole package. Like I said before, with music, it's you know, the dancing and everything together makes it a show.
That's why it's called show.
Yeah, I think it's very important how you present yourself.
Larry Gatlin had one of my favorite lines. He was talking about how people, you know, dress, and, you know, he's of that generation where, you know, and the next guy we're going to play here was obviously a great dresser. Ben Gatlin said, I don't go to a concert to get an oil change, you know, which we're talking about how some of them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Let's talk about this great song that we're going to play by Ray Price that you picked. Invitation to the Blues. So talk about that one.
Yeah, beautiful song, and of course written by the great Roger Miller. And I could not include everybody, so I kind of made this little link here to have him in it. And I remember actually watching this great clip, black and white clip, of one of the first times I think Ray performed a song with Roger.
Yeah,
playing guitar. Like really standing in front of, you know, trying to be in the video or in the film. But it's a wonderful how you know, to see them together on stage. And it's a beautiful song and beautiful lyrics again. And
it's one of those, it's just listening to it once is not enough.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Invitation to the Blues by the man they call the Chief, the Cherokee Cowboy, Ray Price.
Receive Read your invitation to the blues.
Oh my goodness, that is such a great recording, and that is one that just I marvel at today. You know, I think it's 1958 that was that came out. Your album, the Memphis album, you've got this great song on there that we played, tribute to your mother, My Angel Watches Over Me, the Larry Gatlin song, Help Me, the Everly Brothers, Devoted, you and James Enfield. And then this one, here is a real feel-good spiritual lifter. It's conveyed in your voice and in your delivery. Talk about Let's Rejoice.
Thank you. We were getting so much into that Memphis soul vibe and the gospel recordings. I also started writing this gospel. And I remember laying on the hotel bed in Memphis, and the words just kind of came to me. And I had this more like a 60s gospel vibe in my head, and started writing around it. And I already heard all the, you know, the clapping in the back. And I was very proud when I finished it. And when I heard it, when we were working on it in the studio, it really came to life. And we also had Charles Watches play on it. And that made it extra special with the Hammond.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, my very first gospel, it was very special. It meant a lot to me to finally record it.
To that land, let us walk hand in hand. No more fear, only love to guide us through. Show me the way I should go. Lord, to you I lift my soul. Stand by me, strengthen me, and take me home. If we look to him and pray, he will never leave our way. 'Cause his love won't ever stop, it's there for you. In the darkness he is light, in doubt and fear he is our guide. Don't be dismayed, keep the faith and let's rejoice. When the righteous cry out loud and the Lord hears them shout, he delivers them from trouble and from pain. Our souls and lives are in his hand, he's the master of a bigger plan. We'll feel his wonderful joy. If we look to him and pray, he will never leave our way. 'Cause his love won't ever stop, it's there for you. In the darkness he is light, in doubt and fear he is our guide. Don't be dismayed, keep the faith and let's rejoice, oh yeah.
You captured the vibe, and I think the vibe captured you too, if that makes sense.
Well, yes, thank you.
So you stay busy right now doing a lot of things, because aren't you still doing some dance? And then I know you and Noah go for a walk every day, and he often, I see pictures you have of him taking a swim, and that, Noah is her dog, by the way. He is adorable.
Yeah, he is. And I sing to him too, and he gets very happy when I do that. You know, I've been really busy with the releasing of all the singles this past year, and now working out the the release and some promotional things around it for the album. And I just wanted to, you know, really wanted to go ahead and set up everything to release it now. Because for me, like this song, Let's Rejoice, it's a message of love and light and faith. And I hope people really enjoy the album.
Let's Rejoice is, I'll refer to it as the sunglasses song. Future's so bright, we got to wear sunglasses. Let's talk about the musicians a little bit before we go. Because I know you spent some time with those, and they, very complimentary of you.
Oh, I got so many great quotes. And I, you know, I asked them if I could write them down, if they were just so, Lester Snell, the piano player, and actually the team captain of the whole thing when I was in Memphis working with them, he helped me write out the arrangements and everything. And he said, "You got it, girl."
Lester
Snell is like, is such a, you can't, if you want to Google him, you have to make some time to really go over everything that he done over the years.
Yeah.
Over the many years of his career, you know.
Yeah. So who are some of the other guys on the session, sir, that you want to acknowledge?
Well, we have Leroy Hodges on bass. And the first time I heard him, because, I mean, I heard of him, but I never met him. And he is like, it's like the sauce that glues the whole song together for me, that I've never been so much into bass as since I started working with Leroy. It's like a glue around the whole song, and it's like his they call him Flick, and I think it's because he doesn't really lift his fingers. He moves over the strings, you know, and he's got that technique, and it's so special. Well, and we have, of course, the Memphis Worms.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Which was very special. Well, there was only one original member, but to have them on my album meant a lot to me as well, as they were, you know, working with everybody at the time.
Well, as the saying goes, you did good, girl. You did real good. And
thank you.
I'm introducing you to folks and friends of mine on a regular basis, and they all come away saying the same thing about how good you are. I appreciate you taking the time, Sue.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful. Wonderful to talk about all this great music, you know. And thank you for playing my new album.
Thank you for being so generous with your time and such great fun.
Oh, thank you, Bill.